The Quad Cities is well known as the home of John Deere, but what's not well known is that it's also the home of the company's extensive art collection. That could change starting this weekend when the Figge Art Museum in Davenport opens its new exhibit, Global Currents, the John Deere Art Collection. On today's WVIK News Focus, here's a report.
We've been in this space since 1997, and we got to the point where we had nowhere to put anything.
For years, these rows of mobile shelving have stored the majority of the John Deere art collection. Overseen by Vicki Eller, it's located in a huge climate-controlled room at Deere & Company's corporate archives in East Moline. Eller has worked for Deere for more than 30 years, and the art collection is one of her many responsibilities. She says former chairman William Hewitt began buying art for the company in 1964 for the new world headquarters, which was being built in Moline.
The company was indeed growing in international markets. We had already purchased the Lantz factory in Mannheim, so those markets were expanding, and this was a way to bring the cultures from other countries back to the workplace here. He traveled, some other people in the business, of course, traveled, but most of the people working in that building were administrative and support type people, and they never had a chance to go see or learn anything about those cultures, and so he brought it home.
When Hewitt stepped down as chairman in 1982, Eller says the company had to focus on surviving the farm crisis, and it stopped buying art.
When Mr. Hewitt was doing it, he was the man. He could buy artwork that he saw that he thought fit the collection, fit the taste of the company. You know, we don't have nudes. We don't have a lot of things that may be represented in artwork because it doesn't really fit the culture of the company well.
Sean O'Hara is the executive director of the Figge Art Museum in Davenport. He's thrilled about the agreement with the company, which allows the museum to create a permanent Deere art gallery.
First of all, it's high profile. John Deere is the number one brand name in this entire region, and so anything connected with John Deere will promote the activity. Secondly, it's a really good collection. It has art from all over the world, in areas that we have no representation at the museum, and it will generally educate people in other forms of art, other areas of the world.
And when the Figge's senior curator, Gregory Gilbert, first saw the collection, he must have felt like a kid in a candy store. Deere gave the museum complete curatorial freedom, and Gilbert got to pick the 38 works of art for the first exhibit.
So I think the public's going to be really pleased to see the Grant Woods. You know, Fall Plowing is one of his most important works. The Fruits of Iowa is a series of drawings that he did, large-scale drawings. I think the public's going to be really interested to see those as part of the collection. I think what the public might be surprised by is the fact that they do have very notable artists. Toulouse-Lautrec, Alexander Calder, you know, Juan Moreau. There's even some very important Mexican artists, Tamayo, Siqueiros.
Gilbert's selections include paintings, drawings, prints, textiles, and sculptures from North America, Europe, Latin America, and Asia.
Deere, going back to the 60s, in a way kind of anticipated this sort of contemporary globalism. So I'm calling the show Global Currents, and talking about the fact that the Deere collection, because it was so international, they in a way were already kind of collecting and kind of looking at this whole trend of a kind of artistic globalism before it really became a kind of major concern in art history. So as an art historian, I find that really fascinating.
During a tour of the corporate archives in one enormous warehouse, Eller pointed out an artifact that's now part of Global Currents.
Now, how old is that plow?
It would have been built probably between 1900 and 1925. They're going to take this to the city because it's a really close match for the piece in Fall Plowing. And it still, you know, it still has the original handles. It still has the paint on it. And over on the side around the corner here, let's see if we can put it up on the handle, it still says John Deere.
Global Currents, the John Deere Art Collection, on today's WVIK News Focus. It opens at 10 a.m. Saturday at the Figge Art Museum in Davenport, and the exhibit runs through October. More information is available at figgeart.org.